What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, we haven't talked about this this yet, but what about that Mexican ship that hit the Brooklyn Bridge? Now, I'm not sure. Ian, sometimes when ships are on display going through a harbor, going in or out of a harbor, they have people standing up on the masts.
Yeah.
Were there people up there?
I think so.
It looks like that in the picture.
Yeah. I think two people died, four crew members were injured, and I couldn't quite figure out, just from watching the video, how people could have been injured by that unless they were up on those masts.
Well,
and
unless they
saw somebody was like dangling from a harness or something. So there were people up there when it hit the bridge.
Yeah, I think that's a common practice. It's just something that is done. But I think that there were people all lined up there, and you could be hit on the deck. There were 300 people on board the ship, right? So you could have been hit by the mast coming down.
But falling debris or something.
But how would you not know how tall the mast is compared to how high the bridge is? Or I guess could the water level change?
I don't know anything about this sort of thing. So, you know, we can just kind of guess at it. Either the water level is too high. I don't know how much that fluctuates in that river, or it, like for example, the Crescent City Connection. You can see like the clearance is higher in the middle of the bridge than it is closer over to the water. I don't know if that's a big enough distance that would be the thing where it's like, oh, the sailboat wasn't so tall that it couldn't go underneath the bridge in the middle, but it wasn't positioned in the right spot in the river. It was too close to shore where maybe the bridge was lower. Or maybe it wasn't supposed to be there at all. I don't know. Between the jailbreak and the cancer and everything, I kind of stopped following up on the boat story, but I'm sure we'll learn more eventually.
The sails were not up, so it was it was under motorized power, but I think it ran out of power.
I did see that they thought that it had lost power.
Man, what a tragedy. I mean, if you're up on that, I mean, I've got 19 injured, two dead and 19 injured. Just really a serious tragedy. Chris is on WWL. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Look, I was listening to your story about the square rigger that hit the bridge.
Yeah.
And I went to 3 years of school at the Coast Guard Academy, which has a square rigger named the Eagle.
Okay, tell us about it.
And I've been up in the rigging, and when you're on display like that in a city, you know, there may be 400 people on board, but 150 of them are aloft or up on those sails. And they're steel wires that you stand on. And typically now you have a harness that you also clip on. So if you slip and fall, you don't hit the deck. You just dangle.
Okay.
That ship in New York lost power. And if you go back and look at the videos, it was not moving forward. It was moving backwards. and that's why it hit the bridge. It wasn't supposed to go under that bridge.
Okay.
It was never supposed to pass.
I see.
And because of that loss of power, it hit the bridge, and a lot of those people fell to their death. Now, it's also interesting, if you look at the videos, you can see people dangling on those harnesses, which saved their lives.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they're stuck up in the... It's tough to get them down. I mean, you've got to have a pretty tall rig, and you got to be tied up to a dock, and with the boat being...
It had never gone under the Brooklyn Bridge before to get where it was.
No.
Okay.
No, there's another bridge that's taller.
Okay.
I think it's the Washington Bridge. It's wow. The bridge that I-75 is much taller than.
What a tragedy! But listen, I really appreciate your expertise on that because I was just a little confused about it. But thank you very much for that, Chris.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.